I'd like to start the meeting. Call the meeting to order. Salute to the flag, please. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to thank everyone for attending the meeting tonight. Next on the agenda is public comment. Yes, John Warner.
Yeah, I wonder if might be Dr. Robert there. They can do anything with that catch basin down by Stewart's. It's about this deep. Anybody hits that with their car is going to pull your tie rod right out of the front end of it. It's really deep. I don't know if you know.
Is it on Route 20 or on
no,
John Street?
On John Street.
On John Street? I'll take a look at it.
It is.
Yeah, we can put. Tony and Jay can put an extension on it and then pack around.
Especially while school's closed, you know, there's not much traffic.
Yep.
Make okay. It easier for you.
I'll make a note of that. We'll take a look at it.
Anyone else? Okay, moving on. Approve the minutes of the previous meetings. June 11th, 2014.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Next on the agenda is the approval of the Treasurer's Report for June 2014.
Make a motion to approve the report.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We have a couple things on the correspondence. Let's see here. This is from Senator Kathleen Marchione. Says to the village of the Nassau, thank you for forwarding to me a copy of the resolution condemning the manner and passage of the erroneously named New York SAFE Act and supporting repeal of state legislation infringing on the Second Amendment of the Constitution that the village board adopted last month. I will continue to work toward the full repeal of this legislation and work to protect the freedoms that were guaranteed to all Americans in our Constitution. I appreciate the efforts of the Village of Nassau to do the same. Please express my thanks to all the members of the Village Board for their service to your community and for their ongoing efforts on behalf of the residents of the Village of Nassau. Sincerely, Kathleen Marchione. Okay, reports. Excuse me, reports. Highway Department?
You have a copy of the highway report in your packet. So we finished the paving projects around the village, Mir Street and Fairview, McClellan Drive and Park Avenue, and let's see, what was the other one? One, two.
That's it. Westbrook.
And Westbrook. Right, Westbrook and Maple. So those are complete. We have a couple punch items that left to be done, but those are all set. Paving on Route 20 was also done by the state, so that's complete there. The boys been trucking in some pressure running gravel. They had a water main break, so they did a street repair on Route 20 right after it was paved. Did some grass mowing around the village, spread topsoil on old jobs, ordered salt for 2014, helped with village cleanup, and helped DOT pave out by the bridge. They did the repair prior to the paving job the state did. So we've been having some fun on Route 20, needless to say. That's all I got.
The only thing that I wanted to find out from Missy, seeing that we had the cleanup day, there's still a lot of electronics?
Yeah, they still haven't picked them up yet.
Okay.
I'll give a call again.
To Matt?
Yeah.
Okay. And how about the tires?
They're supposed to pick those up too.
Oh, okay. All right. Water Department, I noticed that Tony and Jay have been up to date on their reporting on a daily basis. I don't see any problems as far as the testing or the results of the samples. Police Department.
You have Officer Jones' written report. 105 incidents investigated, 9 arrests made, 136 traffic tickets. The details in the report. This past Saturday, it's actually in July, but our officers arrested an individual with 2 pounds of marijuana on Albany Avenue after a routine traffic stop. Officer Yazzo was utilized in order to ferret out those drugs. Notwithstanding that incident, it was relatively a quiet month. Continuing to make improvements to the services we're providing residents. Unit 602 has the 2007 Chevy Tahoe has 81,300 miles. 603, the 2011 Ford Crown Victoria has 22,100 miles on it. We've had a couple of resignations from the department this month. Officer Arnold will be leaving. Some of you know he works full-time for Albany County Sheriff, and he was recently promoted to a more investigative position, so he's not going to be able to provide hours to us anymore. So we have a verbal indication, and we'll expect his written resignation shortly. Also, Officer Dean Thomas from Skodak has indicated that he's no longer available to provide us hours. Again, he works full-time with Skodak, and we just got a verbal commitment from him 2 days ago that he will no longer be able to provide us hours, so we expect one in writing. And so given that we have those two folks who are down, we have the new recruits who just finished their mandatory field training this past month, and there's a resolution later on to hire them on as part-time officers. Again, given that we're losing two officers, it seems to make sense that we would replace them. And it's no difference in the hours, it's just having people around who can actually work when we need them. Other news, the department's going to be participating in the annual bike rodeo organized by the Youth Committee on August 2nd, and I'm sure there'll be more of an announcement on that later. Two other things. One is that the radio repeater is being installed on top of the water tower on Route 20. I mentioned this in the May meeting that they're doing some upgrades for the county radio, and so that there's a repeater that's going to be installed there, and they're getting the FCC license is pending, but that's going to happen. The other thing is, there was one other thing, Tom, you wanted me to say. I don't remember it. Oh. It was suggested recently that in lieu of the storms that we've been having lately, and I asked Rich, Chief Elder, about this, is to have a generator plug installed at the red light at the Four Corners, so that when and if it goes down for extended periods, we can have a generator plugged in so we can have that light. It's something that DOT has to do, but maybe...
Oh, we couldn't. We can.
I'm not sure that we can.
Where would that be powered? The plug.
The controller is actually in the rock garden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
So it's essentially just installation of a plug so that the fire department could put a generator.
So we have to contact the state.
Yeah, they control that light.
State DOT would have to install some kind of plug for the generator to plug into it to power the light. They do it up on Route 4 and 43. When the power's out there, the fire department shows up and they plug in a generator to power that light at the intersection.
Is that something you want to contact, or who should do the?
I mean, I can make the call. I guess I would.
Is there somebody specific in DOT?
Probably Pete.
Pemulus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay. Dave is not in tonight. He might be, but because there's a big storm on its way in his direction, he got caught in it. So he called in, and he won't be able to make it. Trustees, Bob.
Nothing else.
Okay.
Cover everything.
Okay. Lori's not here. Brandon's not here. Guy?
I have a couple things.
Okay.
Let's see where I can start. A couple easy thank yous. I want to thank Jay, the mayor, and Trustee Valenti for working on cleanup day. We had a nice day, and we filled up the roll-off dumpster to the brim, I think, which is, you know, the past couple of times we hadn't had a lot of business, so it was good to see people doing that, and hopefully our swamma will come to pick up the electronics soon. We have a huge payload of stuff over there.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to thank Missy for making the effort to start the monthly meeting preparation process earlier. It was especially helpful with the holiday this past week, so thank you very much. Our website is going to go live as early as the end of this week or the beginning of next week. You know, I wasn't here last month, so I had a little bit of a disconnect with the company. But during this transition, we may have a period where we don't have a website at all. So it could be just a couple of days. I encourage people to be patient as much as possible. We'll be...
It's not working right anyway.
It's not working right now? Okay, so...
But
very shortly we'll have that for the next week. So the official email addresses will be are being created now, and we'll be passing those out to folks with instructions on how to deal with those. And then I'll be contacting Missy about the scheduling training on maintenance. The playground update. In the last meeting, I explained that we'd gotten some new equipment for the playground, and we had drawn up a layout. We showed it to the board members. We're just waiting for Tony and Jay to have the time to do this. They've been busy with both emergent projects and some other things. But I do want to thank Jay for some quick maintenance work. We replaced the infant swing down at the playground after it was reported that it was broken. There's another piece of equipment there that we'll also be pulling out soon because it's broken. It was suggested by a resident that we install a no smoking sign. Apparently there's people who were smoking there, and when asked to stop smoking there, they said, well, there's no sign, so we could put a sign. I think, you know, kids' health is more important than people's smoking or cigarettes. I think that's all I have.
Okay. I don't have anything at this time. The clerk?
Actually, I just wanted to mention how Lori had the new BAS system put in for the receiving tax payments, the iTax, and it's wonderful. It's great. One of the biggest things about it is it catches duplicates fast. Bank paid somebody's escrow payment twice, and once you put it in, when you go to try to put another one in, a couple days later, it says it's a duplicate payment, so that was excellent. Looking forward to having the other modulars for the other units. But that's it.
Okay. Court enforcement, I received Gary Ziegler's monthly report. In case nobody has been informed, Gary has turned in his resignation as of June 30th. He felt that he recently resigned from, or retired from Skodak, and he wanted to do more family things. So he decided June 30th was his last day. So we're in the process of looking at some other people. Some of the people that are local, but we have the person that we were that we really would like to bring on board is into a lot of the property maintenance in addition to the building inspection. So with this new person that temporarily that'll be coming on board, I hope that things can change around as far as the property maintenance in the village. Animal control officer, Mr. Martell had an incident, an issue on Lake Ave with a number of dogs. I've asked him to approach the person and the complaint. There's an actual written complaint, right, miss?
Mm-hmm.
And he's pursued it. He continues to pursue it, and the person that is the complainant is gathering more information before it comes to the court system. There was no other, at least to my knowledge, there was no other issues with the animal control officer. Village Beautification Committee and Historic Preservation Commission.
Kurt filed his written report, his monthly report. As of 6-1, 2014, they had $3,666.60 in the account. Some expenses for replacing the bridge window boxes for the plants on Route 20, as well as some of the planting around on the village. At the end of the month, they had $3,267. Tickets for the Saturday, August 9th chicken barbecue are now available from the clerk. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
The price remains at $10, which is it's a really good price for the amount of food that you get. And we hope to see everyone out there. You know, you might even see someone knock on your door to sell you a ticket. So hopefully you'll be able to join us on August 9th.
Okay, Youth Committee?
Three big events are coming up in the next 2 months. On July 22nd, we'll host our second annual tie dyeing event at the Village Commons beginning at 6 o'clock. And actually, Sue Forte is the one who's going to be leading that event. Bike Rodeo 2014 will be held at St. Mary's parking lot on Saturday, August the 2nd, 10 a.m. to noon. Children are going to learn bike safety techniques from police officers from Nassau and Skodak. And that should be a fun event. We did that last year and they had a blast. Saturday, August 23rd, the town will host the Family Fun Day at Hogue's Corners Firehouse. Members of the village committee will be donating food and assisting with running the games. The next scheduled meeting will be July 23rd, 7 p.m. at the village hall.
Thank you. Zoning Board of Appeals?
No report.
Okay. Planning Board? Okay. Master Plan Update Committee. Josh?
So when the Master Plan Committee mailed out the public opinion survey in April, we received some pretty strong indication from village residents that there's continued interest in having and concern as well in having a strong or improved business community here in the village. So to that end, the committee is mailing out a letter at the end of this week, hopefully, to business owners in the village, asking them if they'd be willing to participate in a roundtable discussion with the committee members and each other and any village officials who would be interested in attending, so that we can get a sense from them, just kind of a face-to-face, about what some of their concerns are and what they think the village could do to help improve the business climate here. So we're giving them three options for dates in the letter we're going to mail to them, and hopefully we'll have a clear clear date emerges from their choices. We're asking them to fill out a poll online to indicate which dates would work for them. Those possible dates include July 24th, July 26th, and July 29th. One evening, one Saturday morning, and then a weekday morning as well. So hopefully between those three choices, there's something that works for a majority of the people.
All set?
Yeah.
Thanks. Next on the agenda is old business, the Route 20 corridor update. I think we discussed that.
I actually have a question. Are they going to fix the lines? It looks like the lines are over on one side of the street. I don't know if anyone's noticed that. the diamond, the little yellow reflector is sort of in the middle, and then the lines are to the right of that if you're coming into the village. So it's not clear whether it's which one's right. I'll be honest with you, I can't tell whether it's the diamond indicator or the stripe, but it just seems like they're off. I don't know if anyone's noticed or just me staring at those yellow things.
Well, I was surprised to see those there because they don't usually use them up here because the plows just shear them
just
right off.
Smash, yeah. I don't know if they were temporary.
I think they were temporary is what they were, but...
yeah, because I mean, the lines look off. I don't know, maybe it's just... Yeah.
I can ask.
And it really was unfortunate that we had so like literally 2 days after they were done, we had a water main issue. I don't want to make too much out of it, but you know, this is exactly what we told them, why we wanted them to fix the road and not just pave. But you know, we got what we got. So in any case, I think we should still. For the future, the next time they come, the next time we have a chance to pave, we really need to push them to fix the road, because you know that's just going to continue to happen, unfortunately.
Well, you could see I'm sure Bob, you did too. You could see when the hole was exposed, you can see the stratification of the material to a concrete layer about maybe that thick, and then from there up to the roadbed, or up to the road itself, was kind of just all backfilled and everything. And before you came on board, we had other issues on Route 20, and the entire corridor apparently is made of that entire structure, where the concrete sits down probably 14, maybe 15 inches from the top of the road. So. I'm surprised that we don't have any more leaks with the amount of vibration that, you know, the roadway is saying. So yeah, you are right. I mean, there's down the road. This was just a Band-Aid, and the state realizes that too. So
yeah, it's been the third one. It's been the third break in 6 months.
Yeah.
Can I add something to that?
Go ahead, John.
The school's doing work up there right now. I think they're diverting some water or something. A couple of people had trouble in their basements, and all winter long the water's been running right out of that hill. It's coming from the school. Now, they've been doing work up there in the last week or two or something. I think they diverted the water.
They're putting in a new septic system.
That might have made that ground so soft and underneath the road. I mean, it's soaked with water.
Did they use a vibrating paver? Did you notice?
They didn't vibrate the road when they put the pavement down.
No? Okay.
But prior to that, that road was so rough, and they never smoothed it out, and they never smoothed it off. Every truck was by, goes, it's just like a hammer over there all day long, hammering on those spots, because it wasn't smooth.
Okay, thanks, John. Next under old business is the deputy clerk's position. Judith Scotia is appointed as of 6/19. And she will be working closely with Missy.
Okay, we need a resolution.
Okay. So we'll wait on that, and then we'll go under the resolutions.
Oh, okay.
Street paving project?
I think we discussed that.
Okay. Update on the speed indicator signs.
Okay, so we have received the first speed indicator sign. It's in the garage, and we have ordered the second one, and I have the invoice, and I can give it to Missy tomorrow morning for the second one. Officer Jones and I have sighted locations for both of those on either end of Route 20, right inside the village. There's stakes there now. You can see where they are. There's a permitting process we have to go through with the state, and I worked with Tony and Missy helped out too to get the first one done, and we'll submit that. I just have to get some insurance information to include in the permit. Thankfully, the permit's relatively inexpensive. It's like $25 or something like that, so we should get working on that. And then it's really just when Tony and Jay have the time. Tom's already set up the computer for it. You know, it tracks all the information about how many cars go by, what speeds they're going by at. So not only will it tell them how fast they're going, it'll give us indication of, you know, how many cars are going by and the speeds they're going by. It's also, you know, it's solar. The places that we picked should have some good exposure. It can be turned off at certain times. It can be programmed to do pretty much whatever we want it to do. So it's a nice thing, and it'll be great when it gets back up there. When I talked to Tony earlier this week, he said maybe by the end of the month they'd have a chance to put the first hole in, but we gotta wait for the permit. So it could be as early as that, but it'll really depend on their schedule and when we get the permit back. So, but if anyone wants to see where they are, where they're gonna be put, the first one is the one on this coming into the village from the west, is right in front of 35 Albany Ave. It's a good spot, good exposure, and people can see it coming in very nicely. And the other is in front of 67 Church Street, so it's about halfway down the hill. So you can see it, Tom and I sighted it last night, you can see it coming down before you come down the hill. You can get an eye, so people will see it. We're hoping that it actually slows people down coming down that hill, because that's notorious. It goes from 55 to 35 in like, you know, span of this much, so hopefully okay. We'll see that.
Okay. Next under the on the agenda is the new business, water refunds and reductions.
I gave you a little spreadsheet in your packets. There's five residents that overpaid on their water, and we just need to make a resolution to refund them the difference.
Okay. We'll do that under the
second one is someone who changed from four in the household to, or five, I'm sorry, to four. So they want a reduction.
And that would be in effect in October?
Yeah, the next one.
Okay. Property revaluation is supposed to be tabled to August. We have any discussion on that, or we're just going to wait till August meeting?
I think we're going to wait for Lori.
Okay.
To discuss that.
Okay, next under new business is the phone system, caller ID.
Okay, I put in your packet, our phone system has caller ID, but the board in the back needs an upgrade, which is going to cost $300. To make it work. As you saw from the email, the court clerk was really wanting to get the caller ID because she has a hard time with returning some phone calls when people don't leave their name and number, or she can't understand what people are saying. So we'd like to spend the $385 to have that upgrade to the phone system.
I guess I have a question. Fairpoint has to do this?
Yeah, it's their board.
It's not Time Warner?
Nope. Time Warner, we get the caller ID from. It's free with our package. So we already have it.
So we don't have
our
the
phone system.
The equipment.
Hasn't been upgraded in many, many years.
Mm-hmm. It's the PBX box.
It's that box in the back that needs the support card.
We have the service, we just don't have the board in the PBX to display it.
So is this just for caller ID, or is this a whole new system that has other features?
No, it's just to make the caller ID work on our phone system. Caller ID, we already paid.
And this would help you as well?
Yeah, when people hang up or you don't understand some of the bank people, what they said, it does help.
Okay, would someone like to make a motion on that to invest $385? And okay, there's a motion to invest $385 to upgrade the support caller ID through Fairpoint. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. How long would it take, Miss?
He's going to come in and do it. It's a card or something.
Oh, okay. Okay. Next under the new business is the code enforcement building inspector position. I interviewed two people. I interviewed a person, Kevin Hitchcock, who currently works for the City of Rensselaer, who is interested. He knows that it's a part-time position. I thought he was pretty well versed. The only downside right now for him is that he's not certified. He's hoping to, because of his previous position with East Greenbush and his certification, that the civil service or the county will honor that those credentials rather than take another test. So I talked to the board this evening, and what I'd like to do is make a resolution to bring Kevin on board as the CEO building inspector on a temporary basis, at least till the August board meeting, which would give him enough time to, which is required, to have him fill out the application. When I was in contact with the county, they said as long as it's a part-time position, it's a non-competitive position. So I'd like to make a resolution for that, for Kevin Hitchcock to come on board for the position of code enforcement building inspector for a period of 30 days. Or at least till the village board meeting, and then we could finalize the position once he has all his paperwork in order. Anybody have any?
Well, I mean, I think we should make it a condition of his employment that he gets certified. I mean,
well, the thing is that when I talk to the people in the county, and they review his application and his and what he needs to do is he needs to provide further information from East Greenbush, and this Ashley person also has contacted East Greenbush, and she's waiting on the information from them, so he doesn't have to take the exam.
Right. Again. I mean, if it's just a paperwork issue, that's not a problem. I just don't want to be in a position where we hire somebody that we that sort of allowed to be in the position without having the continuing education requirements and all that. Because
I hear you. Know. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Bob, you seconded?
I did.
Okay. All in favor of the resolution?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Missy, before you leave tonight, we'll get together and I'll contact, we can email Kevin and let him know.
Okay.
And then we can move forward, because we also have to send some paperwork to Ashley at the county. So, before we do some further resolutions for Officer Rustafo and Munt, as part-time officers, and also for the deputy clerk position. The floor is open for public comment. Anyone else? Okay. I noticed, Rich, the fire alarm went off the other night.
The siren?
Yes.
Yes, siren's been replaced. We had some concerns from some of the neighbors that weren't overly ecstatic about having the siren. What we did do, though, is it is not connected to the county. So the county does not have the ability to blow a siren. It has to be blown manually from the firehouse.
Oh, okay.
And that eliminates the county blowing it for fire alarms or for miscellaneous things that they're really not supposed to be blowing it for. So it's really set up, and our procedures are that it's only blown for actual fire calls.
Okay.
To minimize the noise.
I'd also like to point out, I'm not sure if Tom and your people, I'm sure they're aware, three or four days in a row. Just recently, they were making a film on John Street.
Oh, yeah, we did see that.
It was Judy O'Neill's house.
Oh, okay.
Where they were doing it. There was a young person who lives in the village and who was going to theater school down in Brooklyn, and between him and about 20 other kids, they brought their cameras and they were doing, I'm not even sure what the movie is about, but they were at the O'Neill's residence for at least 3 or 4 days.
I saw them at the Grampy's, and they had a boom mic and one of those clapper things there, and the officer clown stopped, and they kind of told them what was going on. So it's pretty cool.
Okay, next on the agenda are the resolutions. First one is the appointment of the Deputy Clerk Judy Scotia, effective 6/19.
Motion.
Second. Well,
okay. All in favor?
Aye.
And the last resolution is the hiring part-time of the two new officers at an hourly rate of $16.38, and these two officers are going to replace Officer Arnold and Officer Thomas. And this will be effective
immediately.
Oh, okay. Do I have a second on the resolution?
Yes, I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Congratulations, guys.
There's some paperwork that they're going to have to do, too.
Right.
3 years.
And I have the water adjustments. So we
need
that.
We need two of those rolling.
Katie, have you guys?
Ask a question here.
Okay. Go ahead.
So I know this Cumberland Farms, their sign thing there. I spoke with Gary about it, and I know he talked with their attorney and told him that the sign was not in compliance with village ordinances, but I don't know if anyone has actually delivered that to them in writing, and I think somebody should. I know they were in a hurry to get all their stuff in order, and I don't want, us to be holding them up. But
no.
The sign is definitely out of compliance, and Gary's notified them verbally, but now he's no longer here, and I don't know that he has written a letter or anything, and I haven't seen anything from the planning board that they've done anything with it either.
If I am correct, the attorney for Coleman Farms is drawing up an application for a variance.
Okay. So then as long as they're aware of it and they're doing what they got to do, then...
Yeah.
I have no idea. I haven't had any correspondence.
I thought you corresponded with her. Oh, no. That was Tom.
That's Tom, not me.
That was Tom. I'm sorry. Chair of the planning board has... I had a conversation with him last week about this.
Okay.
2 weeks ago about it. So they are aware and they're drawing up an application for a variance.
Okay.
Now, of course, we can't process it until we have someone to look at it. But yeah. So we're not holding it up at this point.
All right.
Anything else?
No, that was it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we have these two resolutions to change things. So the first is adjustment for
Faulkner.
Faulkner, 15 Lake Ave, to reduce the water rate from $205 to $190. That's one less person, effective October 2014.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then there's these have been, if I'm correct, these adjustments are already made.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically
the refund.
So the county did not update their information, so we had already made these adjustments in our records, but the county billed them when they printed the bills, billed them the extra. We just have to write the checks through.
Okay.
Resolution to do that according to the spreadsheet.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the audit the bills. Bills number 30 through number 54 in the amount of $101,980.96 in the general fund and $3,204.98 in the water fund.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Make a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.